escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back to wrap things up with you on a Monday evening, Larry Bluestein along with Trevor Harris. As I'll tell you what, been a really quick show. We've kind of covered everything, but we kind of save our best for last, talking about the University of Miami. This is a program, holy moly, this football program, speaking about FSU, having a really banner class for 2026. What about the Hurricane? I mean, they got the number one player in the country, and then they followed suit with a ton of other four stars. They are currently ranked sixth, and I don't believe they're finished, but if anybody knows, it'd be our next guest, Gio Milian. He is kind enough to join us. Gio, thanks so much for taking the time. This has been a really, really busy offseason, and I know you love this.
Yeah, it's almost like Christmas this time of the year, at least if you're a recruiting fan or you follow it very closely. You watch to see what surprises are under that recruiting tree in the summer. So busy week still ahead for Miami. They got a couple of guys that are coming down with their decisions. They're fighting for a few guys here. They had a really good week last week. The headliner being Vance Spafford, a top 10 wide receiver in the country out of the state of California, flipping him from Georgia. They flipped another receiver from Tennessee and Tyron Evans last week as well. They landed a four-star D-tackle out of Missouri. Mario Cristobal is taking his recruiting pretty national.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could see it. I mean, obviously, when you look at Jackson Cantwell from Missouri, a stud, probably one of the best, you know, along with Mauanoa as far as that type of caliber lineman. And we know that, you know, Mauanoa is going to be a, what, top 15, top 10 pick in next year's NFL draft. But, like, getting the linemen and knowing that after this season, you know, four guys will probably depart. I mean, you're going to go into the transfer portal for some, but you're going to want to develop a lot of the kids that you got last year. And kids like Joel Irvin, who has become a Bear, and Ben Congdon, they really went, as you said, they went kind of global. They went all over the place. They went to California. You know, getting a Vance Spafford was huge. A lot of people look at him. I mean, this kid is like blazing fast. He's one of the, you know, he's one of the guys that everybody looked at and said, well, this kid's going to Georgia and he's going to do this and that. And then all of a sudden they land Ashari Charles, who I love, out of Venice. I've had an opportunity to watch. We've had an opportunity to watch Jordan Campbell so much. And, you know, here I just want to remind the people, Gio, that Jordan Campbell played in the Under Armour game last year as a junior along with Jackson Cantwell. So when you could play in a game that prestigious as a junior, things are falling into place. What do you think they're looking at? Anything else? I mean, that who are they in line to get? Are they looking for that another marquee wide receiver? Or is it just going to be whoever falls to them they're going to get?
Yeah, well, they're at receiver, they're hyper-focused on right now between Tristan Keyes, the five-star wide receiver, number one receiver in the country, actually, out of the Mississippi area. A lot of buzz between Tennessee and Miami there, both of them duking it out. He's a current LSU commitment. Some people around him believe that maybe that LSU commitment's not going to hold true. We'll see if he decides to make a final decision this summer or extend his recruitment into the season. One of their other top guys overall on the board right now, five-star local running back in Derek Cooper out of Chaminade Madonna Prep. He was initially going to announce on July 12th, about a little over 2 weeks from now. He made the announcement today, I'm not ready to make a commitment yet, and you know, Miami's going to battle it out with Texas and Georgia. I think Miami's in the right recruiting battles overall, though. They're competing with the top of the top programs now. It's a far cry difference from when Miami was competing against FIU for recruits on signing day about a decade ago or a little less than that. So definitely different times around Coral Gables. I will say, though, one guy that they're really trending well for, another state of Florida guy, four-star cornerback, Brody Jennings. His father was Bradley Jennings Sr., linebacker who played for Florida State in the 90s, South Florida guy who played his high school career. I believe it was at Carroll City as well. So a lot of South Florida ties there. They're looking really good for him. He's committed to Michigan, but most people around Michigan do not expect that to hold.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is, it's been a great season. I've had an opportunity to go down there a few times for some camps and also seven on sevens, and certainly bringing in a lot of kids. They've had a lot of really good official visits, on-campus official visits. It's been a lot of fun. I know that, you know, a lot of them are on vacation now, but as you said, I mean, the work continues. There's always going to be somebody that stayed home, you know, to take care of business. You look at this coming season, and we're not that far away from Notre Dame now. I mean, it's you know, 6 weeks away. From all reports, Carson Beck is throwing the ball, you know, almost 100%. Talk about that and how much they, you know, and I think you and I talked last time, Gio, about this, you know, did it hurt at not having him, you know, active in the spring, or is he so advanced and mature and everybody kind of knows, and he's been around the program now for a while, that, you know, it's only a matter of a couple of weeks till he gets in the groove?
Well, the feedback that I've gotten with Carson just throughout this offseason since his arrival, they've been very impressed with him in terms of his work in the film room, how dedicated he is to that, how much knowledge he's been able to soak up of the offense without being on the field most of the offseason. He is throwing now after the spring, but leadership qualities there. I will say, aside from him, two guys in particular that are gaining a lot of buzz that Miami brought in, they're one-year guys, but C.J. Daniels and Muhammad Ture, the transfers from LSU and Rutgers, the wide receiver and linebacker, both guys stepping up as leaders. They're really excited about what Ture can be. He is coming off an injury, but Miami believes he can be an absolute difference maker at the linebacker position. And then some young guys, too, that are impressing. Malachi Toney, he's carried it over from the spring. Some people, if you ask around the program, they think it's only a matter of time until he's starting in that slot position for the Hurricanes.
Nice. Does Malachi get a chance to run the kicks, too, or do they have somebody else?
I know they are considering it for punt returns. I don't believe he was working with kick return teams.
Okay. Yeah, because he's one of those dudes, you know. I mean, Miami needs, and I know you agree, because you and I up in the press box said this a bunch of times, you know, having Chris Johnson was nice, and he ran real fast, but he really had no idea how to return kicks. I mean, and there's an art to that. And certainly I think, you know, you have guys on that team that have a lot of speed. And certainly there's a lot to be excited about. And I know that, you know, this coming season is going to be really, really good. We know that the offensive line is going to be as good as any in the country. Now try to get some depth at that offensive line for some of the kids that came in last year. You know, the Buchanans, the Wilkersons, the Campbells, guys like that who came in last class. They want to get them ready because obviously they're going to be called upon the following year to do stuff as well. I know that you're excited about the schedule, 8 home games. It all starts right there the day before Labor Day, not far away. And I know you'll be right on top of it. Can't thank you enough for stopping by, as always, Gio. As always, let everybody know how they can follow you, because you have some really, really good stuff on a lot of good forums. I'm finding you're all over the place.
Yeah, I try to spread myself out as much as I can, but everyone can find me on X at Gio Million, or also I have a weekly show with Amon Richards called Who Wants Smoke. You can find that live every week on X or YouTube. I make appearances on other shows too, Locked On Canes, Comics on Canes, as much as I can.
That's good. Well, I appreciate you, man. We'll hook up soon and we'll talk more.
Thank you, Larry.
Good stuff. Gio Million, ends what I think has been a really, really good show. If you missed any of the interviews that we had this evening, just go to WQAM.com, go to the podcast, and you'll see South Florida High School Sports. As always, I can't say enough about Trevor Harris. He's done an awesome job, as he does every week. We will see you next Monday. Have a safe and happy July 4th.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.